Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If most people were arrested for being a Christian, there wouldn't be enough evidence to convict you. And yet, we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. And I could just go on. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And you could just go on and on and on, keep quoting Scripture. You know what? We ought to be experiencing the supernatural power of God in our life. And it is not that way with most Christians. And I'm not saying this to hurt anybody, but I'm saying it that we've got to first of all realize there's more than what most of us are experiencing, or we will just settle for nothing. If you don't stir yourself up, you'll sink to the bottom. You got to stir yourself up. You got to recognize that, man, there is more. And I'm going to be just taking scriptures and showing you about the Holy Spirit. And hopefully, the first thing I want to do is create a hunger in you that, praise God, man, the Holy Spirit is better than having Jesus here in His physical body, that we can do the same works that He did, that, man, miracles, signs, and wonders will be done by the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you could get that vision, then you will start being motivated to seek for it. And that's one of the necessary steps. You know, over here in Genesis chapter 2, let me just use this. You can start right off, or Genesis chapter 1, you can start right off at the very beginning. In verse 1, Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And you know, it's not all explained, but if you really study this out, everything that God did in creation, He did through the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You know, some people have divided God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit into separate parts. And I don't totally understand the Trinity. I can't explain this to you completely. I believe that they are separate because Jesus, when He was baptized, an audible voice came out of heaven, not out of Him, saying, "This is my beloved Son." And then the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form as if it was a dove. And so you can see the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit separate, but at the same time, they're one. They cannot be separated. And that's the reason that Jesus said, "I can of my own self do nothing." God never flows independent of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't do things without the Holy Spirit. Even here in creation, the Holy Spirit, it was moving upon the face of the waters. And if you look this up in the Hebrew, it's talking about He was brooding. Talking about like a chicken, you know, hatches its brood. He was incubating. The Holy Spirit was involved and was actually the creative force behind creating the heavens and the earth, you and me, everything physical and natural that we see. None of this would have existed without the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's impossible to get just a little tiny piece of the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, it says over in John chapter 1, I believe it's about verse 16, it says, "Of His fullness have all we received, and grace upon grace." And if you study that out again, the way that you receive His fullness is the Holy Spirit comes and lives on the inside of us and empowers us. You didn't get just a tiny bit of the Holy Spirit, just a little rationing of the Holy Spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit, you have the Holy Spirit. You have the power of God on the inside of you, the same power that created the heavens and the earth. And here we are wondering about, "Oh God, could you heal this headache?" We just don't fully appreciate the power that we've got. And because we haven't fully appreciated it, we haven't placed a demand on it. I remember a man coming up to me one time, and he was listing all of the things that were wrong with him. And he says, man, I've got pain in my neck and it goes down my spine and it's in my hips and I've got a nerve, sciatic nerve problem all the way down my leg and I've got neuropathy in my feet. And he just named, I don't know, a dozen things and told me about all of these things. And I was listening to it and he says, but you know, it's the pain in the neck that is really bad. If the Lord could just heal the pain in my neck, I could live with the rest of it. And I just looked at him and I said, well, I understand what you're saying. I mean, if we were to ask God to heal your neck and your back and your hips and your nerve and your leg and your feet, I mean, that might make the lights in heaven dim. I'm not sure God has enough power to heal all of those things at one time. And this guy just looked at me and he says, boy, that was really stupid what I said, wasn't it? And I said, it was real stupid. But that's the way that we think is, oh God, I've got four or five things, but I could live with most of them. If you just heal this one thing, you know what that indicates? That you don't understand who you're dealing with. We don't have a concept of how powerful the Holy Spirit is. And we think we're maxing out God. You know, we had meetings today talking about big things, multi-million dollar things, and every once in a while I have to minister this to myself. That you know what, God, you can do this. This may be big compared to where I'm coming from, but compared to what God is doing, it's nothing. And you know, as you begin to experience the power of God, it increases your ability to believe and receive. There's a scripture, Paul said that you aren't straightened in us, you are straightened in your own bowels. And the word bowel in the Bible was used like we use the word heart today. It's your own heart that's limiting you. And you know, it's really true. God is an awesome God. The Holy Spirit that indwells you is the same Holy Spirit that created the heavens and the earth, that caused Jesus to walk on water, that saw the blind eyes open and the dead raised and all of these things. You have that power on the inside, and yet we limit what the Holy Spirit can do by our small thinking because we don't understand the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know, I could be real scholarly with this. I'd have to go through and I made a list this afternoon and it was over a page long of just some of the major things that the Holy Spirit did in the Old Testament. And I could go back and show you every one, but I think I'd probably lose you in the details of it. Let me just summarize it by saying that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. And man, the spirit of might came upon him and he was able to take city gates that were made out of iron that weighed hundreds of pounds and walk off with them. And you know, people think, well, man, he was this gigantic Herculean type of person. No, the scripture says people wanted to know what his secret was. If he would have been one of these Arnold Schwarzenegger type guys or one of these world wrestling type guys that bulged with muscles, nobody would have wondered what his secret was. You know, Samson just looked like me. He was just a normal looking guy. There was nothing special about him. It was the Spirit of the Lord that came upon him and gave him supernatural strength. You know, on the flip side of this, you can find that the Gadarene demoniac, he was bound with chains and yet the demons empowered him and he could break chains and nobody could keep him bound. He had supernatural strength. The Holy Spirit can give you much more supernatural strength than the devil can. The Holy Spirit can strengthen you. There were examples, there's so many examples I read this afternoon about Gideon. And about, you could just go through and name hundreds of people that the Spirit of the Lord came upon them and all of a sudden, man, boldness came upon them. And they went out and faced giants. They killed people. They had power on them. One guy was able to slay over 1,000 people until his hand literally clung to the sword and he couldn't let go of it. And on you could go with, it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon people and supernatural ability happened. It says that when Moses was building the tabernacle and when Solomon was building the temple, the Spirit of the Lord came upon people and gave them wisdom how to build things, how to work with brass and silver and gold. Did you know that talents and abilities can be amplified and supernatural things can be happened when the Holy Spirit comes upon them? You know, there's a friend of mine, this Mark Patrick, is a friend of mine, and I've known him for a long time, and he was just, I forgot exactly what he was doing. I think he was a construction worker. And one day, he was just praying and saying, God, what do you want me to do with my life? And the Lord told him he wanted him to sculpt, and he had given him an ability to be an artist. He had never drawn a thing in his life. And this man just decided that he would pray and believe God. And he has now, he is an artist deluxe. We've got an angel in our building that is, I don't know, 10, 12 feet tall. That's awesome. And he's cast these things and he does, I mean, it is beautiful. He's got things all over the world. He's become renowned. And you know what? God just gave it to him by the Spirit. He had never drawn a stick figure in his life, and now he's a tremendous sculptor. I've met people before that God just supernaturally gave them the ability to play the piano or to play some instrument. It was supernatural how God has done it. There are people that have a supernatural gifting to be able to learn languages. I believe Carrie Pickett's like that. She went over to Russia, and man, I've heard people compliment her in Russia on her Russian. And there's certain people that just have an ability to speak. The Holy Spirit can give you supernatural abilities to accomplish things, and yet most of us are just out there struggling on our own, learning it only by our own ability, using our own talents and ability, when the Holy Spirit will supernaturally empower you to do whatever He calls you to do. He anointed Baziel, or I forget how to pronounce his name, to build the tabernacle and gave him ways to do things. I've read archaeological things about how they cast all of this brazen sea that was made for Solomon's temple. And that thing was about, I think, 4 or 5 inches thick. And it was made out of one piece. And they said that it was a marvel. It was a technological marvel. And they are amazed that people back 4,000 years ago could do something like that. You know how they did it? Because God gave the spirit of wisdom and understanding in how to work with brass and iron and gold to people. He gave people the ability to work with their hands and do other things. Man, the Spirit of God came on people and they were just completely changed, transformed.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come out and participate in one of our Gospel Truth seminars. I know sometimes people who listen on the radio think, well, I've already heard what you've got to say, but it's just totally different when you get into a meeting and we develop an atmosphere of faith and we have Bible college students and people there praying and we see a lot of miracles happen. And I go out an hour before every service. I'm usually one of the last ones to leave. There's a lot of ministry that takes place. And I tell you, it would be a tremendous blessing to you. It's quite different than just our radio programs. So check our listings and come visit us at one of our Gospel Truth seminars.